the Mitzvah Rebbe's Tati was the Alter Rebbe, and he was married for 14 years, and the Mitzvah Rebbe only had daughters, only had girls, didn't have any boys. So the Alter Rebbe wanted to also have boys, so he went to his Rebbe, the Mizritch Magid, and asked the Magid of Bracha to have boys. The Mizritch Magid told him that you have boys in the chos of the mitzvah achnasas erchim, bring him guests, and then told him that you're going to have a son, and you should call him in my name. Now, the Mizritch Magid was hinting that he's going to pass away. And the night before the bris, you should repeat over what I told you. I have a son. Later, Mizritch Magid passed away on Yutes Kislev. And in fact, before the Mizritch Magid passed away, he told Alter Rebbe, Yutes Kislev is going to be our special day, me and you. So Alter Rebbe didn't know yet what it meant. Mizritch Magid passed away. It was his special day's yard site. How is it going to be special day for the Alter Rebbe? But years later, when the Alter Rebbe was freed from jail in Yutes Kislev, so now it's special day. So now it's a special day for the Mizritch Magid and for the Alter Rebbe. Okay, a little less than a year later, on Tes Kislev, the Alter Rebbe had a baby boy. And the night before the bris, he did what the Mizritch Magid said. He said over what the Rebbe told him, his Rebbe told him, and they called him Doiv Ber, the name of the Mizritch Magid. Now, by Moshe Rabbeinu was born and passed away the exact same day. He lived 120 years, and his birthday was Zayin Adar, and his Yartzeit also the same day Zayin Adar. Something that's very special for a big tzaddik, it says that Hashem makes the tzaddik's years full. So other tzaddikim who their birthday and Yartzeit different days, so Hashem makes, like, in a few days they lived in that year, that it's as if they had a whole year. Hashem gives them extra days, extra time, and maybe in Ruchnias Hashem gives them more, like a full year. But a tzaddik who you see that his birthday and Yartzeit is the exact same day, it shows he's a very, very special tzaddik, something special about him. Moshe Rabbeinu had it, and also the Mitzvah Rebbe was born in Yartzeit the exact same day. Now, when it came the year Tav Kuf Pei Ches, the Mitzvah Rebbe was almost 54 years old. Mitzvah Rebbe said, it seems like this is going to be very hard this year. Like in Shemayim, he sees not good things. And he said that when you're 54 years old, it's a hard year for a person's life. Said, my father, the Alter Rebbe, when he was 54 years old, in Shemayim, they told him, listen, something very tough is going to have to happen to you. Either you're going to have a lot of suffering, Yesurim, or you're going to pass away. So you can pick which one you want. So Alter Rebbe knew that the Chassidim need him. Everyone needs him to teach everyone, to help everyone. So Alter Rebbe said, I'd rather just suffer and not die. And that year, the Alter Rebbe was arrested for the second time. And he had a lot of suffering. But the Mitzvah Rebbe said, the Alter Rebbe, there's a choice, either to suffer or to pass away. He took to suffer. It looks like they're giving me the second one. Like the Mitzvah Rebbe was hinting that he's going to have to pass away. So when it came, during a Shanim Kippur in that year, the Mitzvah Rebbe went to his father's kever, and he davened there. And then he told the Chassidim that my Tati, you know, like agreed that I'm not going to be Rebbe soon anymore. He said, what do you mean you're not going to be Rebbe anymore? They thought that Mitzvah Rebbe meant that he's going to travel to Eretz Yisrael and just leave. So they said, if you're not going to be Rebbe, who's going to take care of us? So the Mitzvah Rebbe said that my son-in-law, the Tzemach Tzedek, he's with you and he'll take care of you. So after the Shanim Kippur, when the Mitzvah Rebbe was traveling back from Hadich, where his Tati was buried, to Lubavitch, the Mitzvah Rebbe got very sick. And they brought the big doctors, And the doctor said, we cannot help him. There's no way, no medicines can help him. The doctor said the Mitzvah Rebbe should not say chassidus because it takes a lot of his energy and it's not safe for him. And day after day, the Mitzvah Rebbe was getting worse. And when they would touch the Mitzvah Rebbe, or a doctor, someone, try to move him, anything, he would right away faint. It was like that from Tishrei all the way to Chodesh Kislev. When it came Chodesh Kislev, a week before the Mitzvah Rebbe passed away, so the doctors found him. It looked like he was almost not alive, Chas v'Shalom. And when it came Ches Kislev, so he wanted to write and teach Chassidus, then he told the Chassidim, soon is going to be Yud Kislev, which was the day the Mitzvah Rebbe got out of jail, 1 year before on Yud Kislev. But now, I want you to go home and say L'chaim and be happy. So Chassidim asked the Mitzvah Rebbe that, you know, now it's Ches Kislev. Yud Kislev is talking the day that you got freed from jail. We'll talk about it soon, Bezal Hashem. So we should be happy. But now it's Ches. Why should we be happy now? He said, no, listen to me. Go home and be happy, like I said. Came the night of Ches Kislev, which that night was when the Mitzvah Rebbe passed away. And the Mitzvah Rebbe fainted. And each time they woke him up, Mitzvah Rebbe fainted again. Until he fainted again, and they tried to wake him up. They could not wake him up. And everyone started screaming, was going crazy. They thought maybe it meant the Mitzvah Rebbe passed away already. They called the Chavraya Kadisha, people who take care of people who pass away. And they saw that it looked like the Mitzvah Rebbe wasn't alive. So they said, Rebbe, what are you scaring us for? You don't hear everyone screaming? So the Mitzvah Rebbe woke up. Looked like he wasn't alive. He woke up. And he said, I heard them saying, meaning from Shemayim, that such a special neshama, Mitzvah Rebbe, he doesn't need to be in this world. What does he need to be here for? So the Mitzvah Rebbe then, looked like he wasn't alive. He woke up, started talking. And he said, put on white clothes on me. And he wore a special white clothes. And the Mitzvah Rebbe mamash looked like a malach. And the Mitzvah Rebbe's face started to shine. And he started speaking good things about all the Yidden. Afterwards, the Mitzvah Rebbe said, everyone should be happy on tonight, because Simcha, being happy, makes even something not good should be turned into good. If something Chasham is not good in Shemayim, when you're happy, it helps get rid of it, makes it better. And everyone started seeing the Rebbe, and he said, be happy, everyone was happy. And then the Mitzvah Rebbe started getting ready to say a Maimer Chassidus. And everyone was so happy now that Rebbe is gesund. He's teaching chassidus to everyone. The Mitzvah Rebbe started singing a mimer on the pasuk Achri Hashem Teilechu. And in the middle of the mimer, the Mitzvah Rebbe was like so, singing with so much energy. And the Mitzvah Rebbe in the middle started asking, wait a minute, did it get daylight yet? Is it daylight yet? Is the night over? And it wasn't over yet. The Mitzvah Rebbe finished off the mimer with the words, Ki imcha mekir chayim, mechayi achayim. With the words, life. Hashem, with you is the source. All life comes from you. With the word life, finish that word, and then Hashem went up to Shemaim. When he finished off the maimor with the word chayim, life, the Tzemach Tzadik said, that's such an amazing way of a Tzadik passing away. He said it teaching chassidus, and he was gesund. All of a sudden, it looks like he's getting better. Then finished off, just finished saying the maimor, and with the word chayim, and then his neshama went up. We don't find such an amazing way of tzaddik going up to Shemayim since Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, the Rashbi. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, the last day of his life, he's teaching all the deep secrets of the Torah to everyone. And that was the last day, Alag Ba'emir, he was supposed to stay alive. So he had more and more things to teach, so the sun stood still. The day, so that it shouldn't get dark. So he can have more time to teach Torah. And when he finished teaching Torah, just then the Rashbi's neshama went up to Shemayim. And the same thing happened to the Mitzvah Rebbe. Just when he finished is when his neshama went up. Just another quick maisa about the Mitzvah Rebbe is how the Mitzvah Rebbe said, be happy now, because Simcha, when you're happy, it makes sweet, even something as nakud, it makes it better. There was once the Mitzvah Rebbe told his musicians start playing right now happy songs. A very happy nigga. The mitzvah that Rebbe had with him, people played music with different instruments, they would play happy things. It was called the mitzvah Rebbe's Kapellia. There's even a niggun with that name, but always had people, and every so often, certain times, he would tell them to play nigunim, different nigunim. So all of a sudden, once he said, you should all right now play a very happy nigunim and sing with simcha, and to dance. And they were all there, and the Rebbe's son, Reb Nachum, was also there. So he started dancing, they were all singing, and his son even went on top of a horse, like to dance, make a big simcha. And he was on the horse, and in the middle of them singing, Reb Nachum, the Rebbe's son, fell off the horse, and it looked like he broke his leg, which is, Rachman al-San, a very horrible thing. And he looked like he was screaming in pain. And they said, Rebbe, look what just happened. He said, keep on singing. Like he ignored it. Now, what on earth? He just broke his leg. He said, no, just keep on singing. Okay. They kept on singing. The Rebbe said, fine. Kept on singing. Kept on dancing with a big simcha. And when they finished, the Rebbe said, okay, now bring him to the doctor. So they said, Rebbe, can you please tell us why, when he broke his leg, you didn't have him stop then and do right away? I said, I'll tell you. I saw in Shemayim there was something very not good. It was Chas Hashem against my son, Reb Nachum. It could have been a lot worse. So I said, everyone has to sing and be besimcha, because when you're besimcha, that helps get rid of anything not good. So they were dancing and singing besimcha, and made it a lot less. It was supposed to be worse, and instead of something Chas Hashem a lot worse happened, instead, he only broke his leg. So now it's still dangerous. You break a leg, it's still dangerous. I said, be even more besimcha and dance and be as happy and sing. So in Shemayim, it should make it get even softer. So it shouldn't be that bad. It should only break, but it should get better soon. Now that's about Tes Kislev. The birth, getting in the yard site. Tonight is Yud, and tomorrow is Yud Kislev, the day the Mitzvah Rebbe got out of jail. What happened? When the Alter Rebbe got arrested, what happened? People made up a lie about him to the government, and they said that, you know why he's sending money to Eretz Yisrael? You think he's sending for tzedakah? Nah. He's sending to the king over there to fight against the king of Russia. That's what they said about the Alter Rebbe. And for the Mitzvah Rebbe, they said the same thing. They made up. They said, oh, he's sending money not for tzedakah. He's sending to fight against the king. Which was, of course, a big lie. And they took a letter that it said he's giving 3,000 rubles to Eretz Yisrael, and they put in front of the gimel, which means three, a little kuf. So it should say 103,000 rubles, which is a huge amount of money. And I said, look, so much money he's sending to Eretz Yisrael, but for tzedakah, no one sends that much money. He's fighting against the government. Now, the reason why they said that, because they were jealous of the Mitzvah Rebbe and they were upset for a few different things. And after they arrested the Mitzvah Rebbe, so the Mitzvah Rebbe came together at the same time with this other person made up the lies. And the Mitzvah Rebbe came dressed in fancy, nice white clothes, looked like a malach. And the minister was so impressed, was so amazed. And the other person came in to say his bab maises. And he started going, And the minister realized he's lying until he finally said, quit it, stop your whatever, get out of here. And the Mitzvah was freed on this day, on Yud Kislev, and became a special Yom Tov of a Geula. But the next year, they didn't really celebrate it because 1 year later, the Mitzvah passed away the day before. So that year on Yud Kislev, everyone was sad. The Mitzvah just passed away the day before. But other years, they made it a big Yom Tov.